Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it is Wednesday. Wednesday's in The Feed. We talked to our friend Nick Johnston from Vinyland.com about all things TV, movies, streaming, what we should be checking out, what we should be watching this week. So what do we got this week, Nick?
Oh, hey, Kevin. I'm sorry for my absence last week. As you know, I sent you the hospital report and everything. On my way to go see Cocaine Bear, I was actually attacked by a PCP mongoose. And boy, let me tell you, those guys go crazy. And this isn't even a joke now. There's actually a Cocaine Bear ripoff movie. I think it's from like The Asylum or something, coming out called Methigator.
No. Is that true? That's crazy.
I got a press release about it yesterday, and I got to say, this is probably the most hyped I've been since Transmorphers. I'm going to be real with you. But yeah, we've got some good titles this week, a nice mixture of really big things and really small things and things that got delayed. Well, actually, never mind. Two really big things, I should say, for us fans of long-awaited sequels to movies from the 1970s and 80s, and one off-delayed movie. So we'll start with the off-delayed movie first, because it's the funniest of the both. It's been a long and winding road for Guy Ritchie's Operation Fortune, Rue de Guerre, where three-quarters of the audience, Rue de Guerre, obviously, I'm just being jokey because it's French. You know, it's not a French movie. It's Guy Ritchie. You got a Guy Ritchie and Jason Statham in it, so you can bet that you're going to have a lot of funnily accented swearing in this one. But this is a weird little film. And the reason why it's weird is simply because of how long ago it was supposed to come out. The Operation Fortune was supposed to come out in, I believe, March 2022. But the problem is it's got Jason Statham and a whole bunch of super spy, secret spy guys, including Josh Hartnett and a few other people, are going up against the Ukrainian bad guy. And they did not want to release that right after Russia invaded Ukraine.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. So they punted it nice and far off the schedule and until right now. And who knows? I think they've probably gone back over and, did some dialogue recording and conveniently made him just Eastern European or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always love seeing a Jason Statham movie. I love when he and Ritchie worked together, especially his film Wrath of Man, which came out in 2021, is a really good film, and I really had a great time with that one. So maybe this will be good, but who knows? It's a Guy Ritchie movie, and you never know what you're going to get with him. Sometimes he brings his heat. Next time he's either making a remake of Swept Away with Madonna, or directing a remake of Aladdin. So this is an original concept, so hey, could be good for him. So anyway, Operation Fortune hits theaters on Friday, and the French subtitles totally optional. So don't walk up to your don't feel intimidated when you walk up to your cashier. So next up, we've got a streaming show, one of those long-awaited sequels that no one ever thought was going to happen because it was a joke in the first film itself and was never really meant to be followed up upon, and that is History of the World Part 2, a limited streaming series on Hulu that is, of course, a sequel to Mel Brooks's classic comedy from, I believe, 1981. And, it's got an all-star cast. You know, it's got Johnny Knoxville. It's got Mel Brooks himself. It's got all the assorted SNL members that you would associate with a production like this and whatnot. And I don't know. I wish I was kind of more excited for this one. Like, I really like the first the movie, History of the World Part 1. But I feel like this one is just, it just seems a little bit too much like the Comedy Central format for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's basically just Drunk History Part 2 without the funniness of them actually trying to recreate drunken stories. But hey, if Mel Brooks was involved with it, and I'm really excited for him to have another romp throughout history at least. But who knows? I might wait for the reviews for this one. But you can make your own decision come Monday when it hits Hulu, and I believe you'll be able to stream new episodes weekly. But don't quote me on that. Nice. Maybe they'll be all there at once, you know?
Yeah.
So you can binge.
Right.
And finally, we've got one of the most exciting movies, I think, hitting theaters this spring, in terms of the blockbuster, at least. And that is Michael B. Jordan's Creed 3. And I say Michael B. Jordan's Creed 3 because not only is he the star of the film, but he's also the director. And you probably have seen those funny little ads where he's talking about how he directed Creed 3 and he's using, like, NBA players and stuff like that to, you know, all that sort of stuff. We're going to do this like how I directed Creed 3. It's another Creed movie. I mean, the first one, I would say that the first Creed, Ryan Coogler's Creed, was probably the best legacy sequel that we got. And I don't include Fury Road in that argument simply just because Fury Road's its own thing compared to the other Mad Max films. But this, on the other hand, is the kind of thing that you'd expect from what you would hope for, you know, as good as it was Star Wars The Force Awakens, or as bad as it was Jurassic World. You know, this is the kind of thing you hope for when people revisit a long, you know, sort of consigned to the dustbin of history franchise. And I genuinely love that film. Creed 2 is a different story. That movie kind of sucks as much as I love Dolph. Creed 3, I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but I do know that they've got, you know, that incredible cast, Jordan returning, Tessa Thompson returning as Adonis Creed, son of Apollo Creed's wife, and we've also got a new bad guy, a guy that Creed went to juvie with, played by Jonathan Majors, who is probably the only good thing about, according at least to all the Marvel fans I've read on Reddit over the last 2 weeks, the only good thing about Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. I'd say that's a pretty exciting list here. And I mean, I don't know. I've been watching boxing documentaries all week, getting hyped up, ready to go for this one. and I got to say, I can't wait to check it out. I already got my specialty popcorn bucket ordered. You know, they have like metal popcorn buckets now that they give you and all that stuff.
Oh,
I got
really?
One of those suckers.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, it's great. It's the perfect trash can. I mean, really. You eat the trash in it, and then you put the trash in it.
That's great. I feel like that movie's going to make a boatload of money, too.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I'm rooting for Jordan. It's you know, he kicked out Sly Stallone and then did exactly what Stallone did in every single one of these movies and directed it himself.
Right.
I'm really excited for it. I think it'll be a good time at the film, the movies, and you can see that when it hits theaters everywhere on Friday.
All right, awesome. Whatever you're going to see or watching this week and this weekend, have a good time. Check out Creed 3 and Nick Johnson. You can read his stuff at vonyaland.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Nick, thanks.
Thank you, Gavin.